The sole purpose of this meeting is to try to resolve the site plan review for the proposed restaurant at the former Blockbuster building. At last week's meeting, we were unable to come to a decision, after a very long discussion among the board members and the applicant, we decided to schedule a special meeting in hopes that we would have the comments from the chief of police, which we do. We're going to have to wait a few minutes until Alan gets here, because Alan was on site with the chief and the developer to review the situation. And unfortunately, neither the town planner nor the chief of police will be here tonight. Did you receive a copy of the recommendation?
I met with them this morning and received a copy of the recommendation this afternoon.
Okay. Are you here as a member of the public, or?
Member of the public.
Okay. Did you want to bring anything up while we're sort of waiting for Ellen to get here?
No.
Okay. Because I'd be happy to have you comment during our public comment period, if you want to do that. Well, in the interest of time, Dominic, do you want to give us your take on the chief's recommendation?
Yes. Have you seen the drawing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Basically, we met with the chief and Officer O'Neill a couple of times. We've come to a conclusion that not only are we helping with the fact of slowing down the traffic that's cutting through the center by putting a four-way stop sign in, we're sort of creating a path that leads to people believing, like, we basically now have a roadway. We're going to stripe down the center with two solid yellow lines. We're going to put two crosswalks in, so we're actually directing any pedestrian that does park in the overflow lot to go into the crosswalks if they're going to cross either one of the roadways. I think, and what I talked about today with the chief and Officer O'Neill, I think we've really accomplished, in what my eyes were, was their biggest problem, was I think we're going to have a lot more people cutting through the parking lot, not going to this restaurant, than we are pedestrians parking here and crossing over to the restaurant. And it's a substantial amount of investment for the landowner. He's willing to do it. I think we've conceptually agreed. We did agree between the chief, the planner, and Officer O'Neill that the planner and the codes officer will have the final say as far as striping and designing. I mean, we're basically going to do this, but if there's any type of modification, it'll go, the town offices will have final say on that. But conceptually, the police department is in agreement that we have helped the traffic issues going through the plaza. I think that's really it.
So the bottom line is that you're willing to implement this solution that the chief has come up with.
We are willing to implement this. That is correct.
I do want to hear from Alan, but maybe what we'll do is go around the planning board members. Roger, if we could start with you, because I know you had a specific idea on this at the last meeting.
Well, my concern, if you will, back then was we're on private property, and I wanted to be sure that we received the input of the police department as to whether or not, number one, we could do it, and number two, should we do it? The paperwork that's been handed out indicates that both are yes. I have to yield to their authority to do that.
Jerry, let me come back to you. That way you'll have the benefit of hearing from the board members that were at the last meeting. Kai, what's your thoughts?
I think if we've satisfied the problem with the police department and they've created a pathway that's not hazardous to pedestrians in the time.
Yeah.
a little.
Anything other than what they just said, I think he addressed the problem and that it's their solution to it. And I mean, it's kind of hard to say anything other than that.
Jerry?
Yeah, this rang a bell with me when I read the minutes. And we addressed the same issue back in May of 2002 at our meeting when we were discussing the development of the orchards. And this became an issue with the redesign of the highway and Route 840. And at the time, it was concluded that cars choosing to go through Kmart were not a problem. We're not a responsibility of the town of New Hartford, and we bore no responsibility for it. But having said that, this is a new day and it's a new matter, new concern. My concern is. Are we putting four stop signs here?
Yeah, I see what it is now.
Four-way stop.
Okay. And Dominic, you're representing the owner of the plaza?
That's correct.
And the owner of the plaza is good with this?
Yes.
Okay. What understanding does the owner of the plaza have in terms of the enforceability of the stop signs?
Basically, as far as what the police chief says, they've actually went through all their means of researching it. They have enforceability of it. It's not the landowner's issue to enforce it. If the police chief sees fit to be in there and enforce that, has nothing to do with us. What we've agreed to do is pick up the cost, take the recommendation. Are we in love with picking up the cost and taking this? No, but we think that we're doing the right thing as a landowner, and that at that point we're kind of, I think we've went above and beyond actually as a landowner and saying, hey, well, I think this could be a pretty substantial amount of money to do this. But he said he would, and I'm fine to go forward.
The only other comment I would have after reading the police department's memorandum is I still have a question about enforceability of the stop signs. The second paragraph of the chief's memo says that the town board could pass a local law making it a violation to fail to stop at a stop sign designed to, control a pedestrian walkway. So until that's done, I don't see any enforceability.
I'm hoping you can door against it.
Here's the one thing that I said today in our meeting, and I think that everyone needs to kind of realize. We have a problem that doesn't have a perfect fix. Even with the police chief, O'Neill says, well, they can go around this. But we can't worry about, unfortunately, we can worry about it, but we can't fix the problem for the one guy that wants to drive around all of this. I mean, we're making it better. Sure. Is it perfect? No, but if we say, and this is what I want you to keep in mind, not only for this transaction, but just keep this in mind. If we say no to this transaction for this gentleman put a restaurant, we have no obligation to do one thing if we put a video store back in there. The only purpose of this recommendation is because we're changing it from retail to restaurant. So for the town's part of it, you would think, we did something good. Is it perfect? No, but boy, DOT screwed this up, and there's no going back after DOT. Because they didn't think about this, or they thought about it, but didn't do anything about it in retrospect, that they created this issue when they cut off Clinton Street.
Well, I just go back to, I don't want, I mean, if my understanding of this is correct, having looked at the history of it and read the minutes from the last meeting and so on, again, if my impressions are correct, I don't want them to delude themselves that by authorizing the placement of stop signs, we are have at that point an enforceable stop sign. I'm not objecting to the stop signs. I'm just saying that, understand that until there's a local law passed, there's no enforceability.
Who are you saying that to, Jerry? The townspeople or to Dominic?
I'm saying that to us as a board.
Well, that's fine. Alan, maybe you could pick up. I think we've heard enough from the rest of the board members. You had the benefit of being out on the site with a developer, with the chief of police, with the planner. We received the chief's report and recommendation today. There's the drawing, which has two new islands and four new stop signs. I know you've had all 30 seconds to look at it.
Yes, I'm sorry. and this is a crosswalk.
And the island is just this.
Yeah, they put.
And this is painted?
Right, crosswalk.
So in this part here, the shaded area, that's not all concrete, right?
It's a raised curb island area.
They're putting leaves in.
Okay. So
can you report to us on what you discussed on site?
Yes. So Chief Philo, Lieutenant O'Neill, Kurt, Dominic was there, and me. And when I arrived, Chief Philo and Kurt and Lieutenant O'Neill were already there, and Lieutenant O'Neill had already sort of, in his own mind, kind of figured out what was necessary. Now the dimensions changed. I think he walked over with Dominic for a little while, because Dominic pointed out that it would be difficult to for them to either move and or remove any parking spaces because of Kmart. So, but they felt, and Ray had touched on your issue, Jerry, he said, but he did definitely say it was possible and not unusual for them to do, to make an agreement with the landowner to enforce stop signs on private property.
I just looking for clarification, because I'm confused. And on the other hand, they talk about requirement to pass a local law, which isn't in our purview.
No, but they would go, and technically it'd be at the request of the landowner, he said, and then the board would pass on it, and then they would have permission to go on. It's quite doable, he said.
Well, have you had a discussion with the developer in terms of whether the landowner would request that of the town board?
If the town requested it from us, we'll cooperate with the town. We're not looking. If you want us to request it, basically what the landlord has said is he's read the chief's recommendations.
Well, Jerry, we're not trying to identify a problem here. We're trying to solve a problem. We spent an hour and a half at this at the last board meeting. And what I hear Mr. Pavia saying is he's in about 99.9% concert with the town. We want to get this done. And everybody on this board was deferential to the chief of police, and I'm not going to come to a special meeting and second guess the chief of police now. Are you Roger? Are you Bob? Are you Ellen? I'm not going to. If you want to put in there a condition that we got to, you know, we're going to demand that Dominic request the local law of the town, fine. Make the motion then.
You all right?
I'm all right. I'm a little bit upset that you come in and try to create a problem where there is none, and to draw out something that we've gotten solved over the last week with the staff.
I don't think I'm alone. I think it's solved.
Well, Roger,
I'm
recognizing Roger, Jerry.
Okay. Well, first of all, I don't like the flavor of this meeting. Okay. Secondly,
all right.
Jerry does have.
Time out. I'll take a motion from the floor. Do you want to make a motion?
You asked me a question.
Okay, fine. What do you have a problem with going forward with this?
I have to say that I do. Okay, and the problem is very simple. We're on private property, and the town doesn't have the right to do what we're doing on private property. It has never been done before, to my knowledge.
No, Ray said that's not true. Ray says we do this on other pieces of property.
Okay.
And he says, and he wants all of us to be clear on one thing, any type of placement of stop sign, addition of islands, any correction to any traffic flow has got to be done according to their traffic guides and their engineering standards, which is why, of course, Lieutenant O'Neill was there, and his drawing is supposed to satisfy their requirements.
And for the record, we went above
them. Because they're not going to go in and agree to enforce a stop sign that somebody just throws up there. They have to be in on the placement of it to make sure it satisfies what they're required, or what's required of roadways. And so, in other words, the reason they're interested in these islands is that there's no way to go around it, that you're not, and that the crosswalk is identified, and that the stop is at the crosswalk, and that you can't just throw a stop sign here, which is why they want the raised curb size, so that people aren't going to drive into this parking lot to get around that. So okay. All the things that they put in here, according to the rules and regulations, the state code.
Okay, so when this is done, physically done,
right.
It'll be done according to state codes with the approval of the police department.
They do.
Right. I understand that.
Right.
Okay.
Ellen, do you know in those other instances where the police department enforces internal traffic
control? You have to ask Gray that now.
I think this is an important
We question. Asked this at the last board meeting. The town planner said there are agreements between the developers and the town.
I can only tell you.
You answered my question. Thank you.
Yes.
There's agreement. Ray said that.
I mean, we have stop signs in Consumer Square.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But there's an agreement. There's agreement. Okay.
Yeah. And if you're asking for an agreement from the town, we will sign off on that agreement.
I understand the question, but we think we've been above and beyond
anything that the parking lot requirements call for. What we went for this roadway, we actually went to the roads bylaws of what is mandatory to do. We're putting side white stripes into it. We're putting yellow stripes down the center. There's plenty of parking lots. It doesn't even have a stripe identifying which way to go in a parking lot. And this is all cost to the owner who's saying, let's work with the town and make this happen. So your question's obviously valid, but I just want you to know, we put a lot of time, money, and effort into working with you to make this happen.
I move we accept it.
I'll second.
Okay, further discussion? Roger?
No.
Jerry?
I would like to make an amendment at the appropriate time.
We have a motion. I guess you can ask for a friendly amendment.
Go ahead.
Yeah, it's just getting back to the amendment. Condition the approval on the developer. Entering into an agreement either with the police department or requesting a local law pursuant to the chief of police's memorandum.
I'll make the amendment that a local law be proposed to conform with the proposed traffic plan.
Okay. We'll start over then and just take that as an amendment or as a second to the amended resolution.
So we're just asking for a letter. Is that basically what we're saying? From them to us requesting
to the town board.
The town board is the controlling entity.
Right.
So they should make it legal.
Well, we're asking them to send a letter to the town board then.
Absolutely.
Okay.
You'll second that motion.
Sure.
Any further discussion from anybody?
No.
I have a statement and I'll call a question. I'm glad to see the planning board getting over the notion that we can't induce these kinds of controls inside a development, because this planning board created a couple very significant problematic developments in this town that we're now spending a lot of money to resolve. Consumer Square being one of them and the Orchards being another. You drive through the Orchards and it's a disaster. You drive through Consumer Square and it's a disaster because this kind of effort wasn't made. So I'm glad to see the board willing to, as I said, induce these kinds of changes inside a commercial development. It is absolutely within our purview to do it. And it's our obligation to do it when we see a safety issue. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any further business before the board? Did everybody take note of the special meetings that we've got to review and revise the GEIS?
Spend our lives with you. There you go.
Okay, hold on here if you want.
No.
One minor, not so minor point for Dory. I'd like to propose, and it doesn't have to be decided tonight, that we not require the level of minutes for those work sessions that we do of our normal
Yeah, it's fine.
Well, I want to see how the board feels about that. Same level of detail in the minutes for our workshop sessions on the DGIS as we do for a regular board meeting. It's all added work for Dory. She's, you know, gets no, she has to complete that work in the same time that she has to do everything else. And this is at least three new meetings. I don't know if we'll be able to resolve things in the three meetings. So does anybody see a problem with that? Does anybody see a public information problem with that? That we won't have a detailed record of the work sessions?
Are we required to have a record of the work sessions?
I think any public meeting of the planning board,
more than
we
four.
Have to have minutes. More than four.
Right? More than four, yes. FOIL, it's called.
Yeah, I know.
Well, we don't have to decide it tonight, but we'll decide it by the 10th.
I'd like to make one comment. One of the things I'm concerned about, and I'm pleased that this got resolved with this, is that we make timely recommendations and allow people to move along in the planning. And I think this was, I'm pleased that we were here tonight that we got it done.
Well, I thank the board for coming together for an extra meeting. I think that, very frankly, the staff fell down on this one. Staff let the planning board down on this one. And not supposed to say those kinds of things. Supposed to be nice. That's the fact. And the fact that nobody's here from the staff tonight, besides Dory, is another indication of that. Motion to adjourn.
Yes.
Adjourned.
You're done.